Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, little Chicago bringing us back. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out. Leisure to Advantage. We got lots of stuff there that you can read, you can listen to, you can ask questions, you can check out my blog, you can subscribe to my free newsletter, lots of stuff there, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter, I am too, at Jim Blasingame. Jim Ostroff is with us. He's associate editor with the Kiplinger Editors, and we're talking about what Kiplinger has to say about what's going on in the world these days. Jim, the economy, you guys are predicting the economy is going to go at about 3.5% this year. You're up about a half a point over where you were 6 months ago.
We looking at the fundamentals and the things that are driving the economy, and believe, you know, we'll see what would, in all things considered, is sort of a modest recovery or modest growth at this point in the recovery. So we're looking at overall 3.5% this year. It was slightly negative last year. This is up from about 2.5% we saw earlier, and we, you know, overall it's a good sign.
Also, you guys in your economic forecast graphic here, which is outstanding, right there on the homepage, you guys point out that that you see inflation coming down, which in some people could say that's good,
and historically,
for the last 40 years in America, anytime inflation goes down, we've thought that was good. But it's bumping along perilously near to deflation, isn't it?
Well, we're saying this year, next year, growing at about 1.7%, something under 2%. And the point, you know, inflation numbers reflect many things, including employment and economic growth and rising wages.
Mm-hmm.
So, in fact, I should say that low inflation, you know, is an indicator maybe that the economy is not roaring along.
Right.
We don't want double digit. Many of us remember that, but this is okay, but a bit worrisome.
And see, the other thing is when the economy is in this kind of a vacillating way of between inflation and maybe not in deflation, but disinflation, meaning, you know, on the trend turning downward, that's not good for profitability for small businesses.
No, it's not, and so
a little bit of inflation helps small business owners raise prices, have a little pricing power.
That
helps profitability. And Jim, as you know, profitability helps buy capital items and grow the economy.
It does, and with low inflation, must say that small businesses usually have the least leverage.
Yeah, so that's right. And so that's we're talking about, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly here. One of the things, Jim, is that you guys think that this housing recovery is sustainable.
Well, we do, and you know, we think that it has been volatile in the last few months because of tax incentives that came and went. But the thing is, right now, that by and large, you know, the price of homes is again generally affordable, and you know, it's come down to a level you know, where more people can afford to buy a home,
right,
and hopefully they can get a mortgage.
And interest rates are still low.
Still low.
We're not even close to anything that will look like stagflation, are we?
No, we are not.
Thank goodness.
Which is the
real enemy.
That are, right, and we've had that, many of
which
us.
Which is high unemployment, high inflation. I mean, high inflation and high interest rates.
That's right.
Like we had back in the 70s.
Very bad.
Of course, unless we reelect Carter, I think we're going to be okay.
Yeah.
I always like to get a little needle into Carter whenever I can.
Dig in there,
President
yeah.
Carter, my, you know, the most ignominious president we've ever had, I think, at least in the last 150 years. Consumer confidence is improving a little bit, you guys say, on the housing front?
In general, and particularly on the housing front, you know, it certainly plays an important role in the housing market. Because if people feel that things are improving or likely to improve, they're more likely to at least explore buying a home or a condo or whatever. And of course, the same thing with various retail goods. But housing is very important to our economy. And if people feel that, you know, situation is looking up, they're more likely to try. And that helps sell homes.
Absolutely. Jim, moving down on page two, alternative energy is still the innovations, the research in the alternative energy is really happening. Are you getting the feeling that we're going to break loose one of these days, that some real killer app is going to break loose and save the day?
Well, I should say the very good term, killer app, because I'm saying it reminds me of the paradigm with the Internet and electronic communications.
Yep.
We had this, we had that, and then suddenly, in the early 90s, it came together, and you might just, once again, the United States economy created new sectors worth scores of billions, if not hundreds of billions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, here, two things in particular. We'll call it plug-in cars, running on electricity that are ultimately keep their charge with advanced lithium-ion batteries, as well as solar power. And what we're seeing here is that, you know, this is more than just people sucking their thumbs.
Right.
But many states saying, we recognize the potential for big business here.
That's the big news, isn't it, Jim? The states are saying, hey, I want a piece of that action. And so, folks, now we're getting into a situation that I've been encouraging us to get into for years now, and that is let the marketplace innovate. Let the entrepreneurs develop and sell. Let that be the way that we find alternative energy, not the government with a stick. Use a carrot, not a stick. And that's what I think Kiplinger is reporting about.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.